I think the fight of equality has been achieved in this country. Because if we look at the Constitution of Zimbabwe, it's a woman document. Lots of laws, they are pro-women, which means Zimbabwe realizes the issue of equality. Actually, there are lots of laws that need to be synchronized, like the marriage laws and other different laws. And once that is done, I don't see the reason why implementation would be a challenge.
There are a lot of things in the books that are supposed to help advance women's causes, but most of the time police or the courts or the other institutions don't respect them. So when you say implementation is not the problem, is that really true?
Yes, it is true, because everyone wants to implement, but you should just understand that it's a process. Because this plus 20 Beijing, if we measure Zimbabwe, we have done very well. We have got the Domestic Violence Act, we have got the Sexual Act, we have got Acts for Children, we have got Inheritance Act, we have got so many acts now that are in place to protect the women. And once the legislators, once they pass these laws, judiciary will just implement, government will just implement. There's no way they can avoid implementing what is already in our constitution and other laws that are coming up in parliament these days.
During a recent summit of the African Union, President Mugabe, who gave an interview to Studio 7's Sandra Nyaira, said a lot of things that drew both praise and controversy. The praise that Zimbabwean women must get equal pay for equal work, that they should get extended maternity leave. But then he also said that women are limited in terms of how much equality they can achieve with regards to men because of their biological limitations. How did you take that message?
I think we also want to understand in which context was that said. If we go to parliament, if we go to corporate, if we go to different institutions, that is actually encouraging women to take up influential positions. But surely when we come back home, there are roles that my husband should do, and there are roles that children can do, and there are roles that a mother can do. I think that's where the issue of physical, and also considering that women carry pregnancy for 9 months, they deliver. And after that, you can't expect the woman's back and the man's back to carry the same strength. You can't.
Now, what about the part that women should get equal pay for equal work and that maternity leave should be extended? Are those in practice?
In our portfolio committee for Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development, we've spoken to the Public Service Commission, we've spoken to the commission itself, and we now know it's actually not a secret that we are getting same salaries. I'm an MP. What I'm getting is the same that my male counterpart is getting. So there's equal pay. That has been achieved. And before, you know that people used to go to maternity leave without pay. Now they take their 3 months, and the 3 months are paid for. What we are now lobbying for is that women take 6 months and also men to take the rest of the 6 months. That is something that is in process, and we are still lobbying, and I know that we are going to achieve that.
What's your message for women as International Women's Day is observed?
I'm just encouraging my fellow women to go out there and take up all the visions that we have and implement them. I think now we need to move away from women can do it. We want to say women can do it better. And I'm encouraging my fellow women to go out there and do it better.